All right, I want to talk about the role of family in all this in several different ways, which will become clear. I want to talk first about challenges that are faced by many returning veterans and their families, the role of family members in helping veterans get help, and a little bit about family services for veterans, particularly within the context of VA and some of the developments there. So even when things go fairly well, whether there's a lot of trauma or a little trauma, the fact that the service member is deployed out of the house for a year or more, often, the veteran is faced with the task of reestablishing a role in the family. And that's a developmental process which needs to occur, because the family member has also picked up the slack in terms of family roles in the absence of the service member. So when the service member returns as a veteran, they've got to reestablish themselves in their role, their power in decision making, and the family member has to relinquish some control. And that's not always a very smooth process, something that couples and families have to work out. And that's when everything goes well and there's not a tremendous amount of trauma. It's much more difficult, as we'll talk about, when in the context of the service member and veteran who's experienced a lot of trauma. Now, family members are certainly aware of a veteran's changed behavior, and sometimes this is due to trauma, sometimes this is due to the context and training of being a warrior. So, a prototypical example is the veteran who learned how to drive and survive in the roads in Baghdad, and that's not a defensive driving strategy which keeps you alive in Baghdad, for sure. Veterans typically, Dr. Stone and I hear about veterans getting complaints from their family members because they're driving along, the middle of the road, or they're going around somebody at a stoplight, and that's because that's what kept them alive in Baghdad. And so we hear family members being concerned about and making comments about veterans driving. Certainly irritability that goes along with PTSD and sometimes alcohol use and other substances that veterans will self-medicate with. And I didn't mention this list, but it's very important, is that what family members often are most concerned about is withdrawal. They don't know what's going on with a veteran. The veteran can't articulate it. And not only they may be experiencing PTSD, but also depression is really quite common. So there's a lot of withdrawal being within oneself with depression. And that's actually fairly problematic, sometimes more problematic than the other things that family members notice, because within a couple, the veteran is not present to work out what to do next in their lives, how to make decisions, parenting of children, etc. Some of this stems from the fact that that many, if not most, veterans feel different and emotionally separate from family members and from friends and from their community. They simply feel different. They've had different experiences. They see people get upset about things which they regard as absolutely trivial because of where they came from and experiencing life or death, making life or death situations, and really get upset at people who are stressed over very minor things. And so they just feel different and have trouble connecting with folks for that reason. So there has been, over the years, a decent amount of research on impact of deployment and combat deployment on families. And if you don't take into account the amount of trauma that is experienced by the veteran or the service member who becomes a veteran, there's actually been report of both positive and negative effects of deployments. Military families honor and value service, and it's an honor to be deployed in many families to serve your time and deployment, and there's positive feelings around that. There's a feeling of strength and self-sufficiency for family members who are left behind and handle things and rally with other family members. But there's also the negative effects, and that's you have, when a spouse leaves a spouse behind, it's more difficult, and it strains that relationship, and there's a absence of that person in their life for the time of the deployment. There was a large study of the impact of the Vietnam War on veterans that was commissioned in the 80s, which was, of course, started well after 10 years after the end of the Vietnam War. But what one of the most interesting findings from that survey, it was a large representative national survey of Vietnam veterans, is that greater exposure to combat trauma and displaying PTSD symptoms and the symptoms of trauma was associated with greater social dysfunction, whether you look at employment, getting married, staying married, friends, any measure of social dysfunction, of social function you look at, it was worse if the closer that the person was to combat and serving in combat. In some of the research we've done here, certainly found similar types of impact when you look at family functioning. So in a study that that we conducted here looking at partnered Iraq and Afghanistan veterans who were referred for a mental health evaluation. So this is a clinical sample and not representative of all veterans. But those referred for a mental health problem, over 70% of these folks had some impact on their relationship. That is, they had significant family problems. They reported significant relationship distress, concerns about feeling close to their family members, or reporting that their children were afraid of them. 25% of veterans with children reported that, in this sample, reported that their children were afraid of them, and that was a concern for them. So what this says is that combat-related trauma and family problems are very much interrelated. Now, in your role as journalist, you want to know what the story is, what do you lead with, and it's very important that you know that there's a very complex relationship between combat trauma and family functioning and family problems. There are family problems which predate combat deployment, which set the couple and family up for poor functioning after the combat deployment. So it's a very complex relationship. Soldiers and families come into that combat deployment with problems or with less than optimal resilience, so they fare poorer. But certainly combat trauma is a key thing in leading to greater difficulty within families. So the bottom line is there's a very complex relationship, and that's what I want you to take away from this. Now, increasingly, family members are seen as very much an asset, an important part of mental health of veterans, of service members and veterans. But just speaking from the VA's perspective, we recognized that family members can play a role in helping veterans get help. And so we started a pilot project here, which is now a national service that we just started this this March. It focused on having a resource for family members who are concerned about a veteran who is not in care and they believe that they should be. And this service is called Families at Ease. It's meant to provide a place that family members and friends can call if they're concerned about getting a veteran into care because they see the impact of combat trauma on them, and they want to know how to help that veteran get into care. So, there's many veterans who don't want to go for care because they don't recognize that they have an issue. They may be concerned about the stigma of treatment, of being labeled. They may just deny that they have issues like we all are capable of doing. So we have psychologists and social workers available to coach that caller, to provide them information about how to get a veteran into care, how to coach them to communicate in the most effective way, in non-coercive way. And we can work over several calls. Six is a typical number, but we've worked with some family members up to 20, over 20 calls to get in very stubborn and difficult situations. Here's some of our outreach materials. This leads to, I guess, the last topic I wanted to cover, and that is family services for veterans. It's in general, the VA has really started to recognize the importance of the role of family members in treatment. VA services are primarily for veterans, and in some cases for veteran spouses, and that's by law. But there have been recent changes in the law. In 2008, there was a law passed by Congress which made it official that couples counseling can be provided and should be provided at every major VA facility. And the VA is in the process of training providers throughout the country to provide integrative behavioral couples therapy, which is a major empirically supported intervention for couples. Family psychoeducation is a major intervention for veterans with serious mental illness. There are other forms of education for family members around PTSD that are starting to be promoted and disseminated throughout the VA system. And more recently is a new federal law in support of caregivers of injured and disabled veterans. There's now a caregiver support line and a caregiver point of contact at each major VA facility to help caregivers of disabled veterans navigate the system and find out what they're entitled to and provide services for them. And that's about it.